My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner is Dan Menigan. We're going to talk some Guardians in just a second here, but David's in Cleveland. David.
All right, David.
Pretty good, guys. I just wanted to follow up on Phelps' point. You know, I'm going to say a lot that Jim already said, you know, about the stadium, but I think that we're looking at this in a really fanish way and not a logic way in Cleveland.
In what ways?
First of all, if we don't consider what the impact is to Brook Park, to the city of Cleveland, or the region as a whole, I think we're really looking at this in a really short-sighted view. Let's play a scenario out. So even if the county decides to enact, you know, like the Modell rule, and they don't allow, you know, Jimmy to move out of Cleveland, what if Jimmy decides to say, you know, my team is worth X amount of dollars, and regardless of the period of time they try to tie him up in litigation or force a sale to a public entity, what if no one can afford what it is that he's asking, and then he just gets to do what he wants? What's the response to that?
Oh, someone can afford it. Trust me. Jimmy Haslam has a lot of money. There are a lot of people who are out there who are worth even more money, and I hate to say this, but they're trying to figure out, they're putting together, because the whole thing has always been having a forward front-facing person. One person owns it who sits in the owner's meetings. Jimmy Haslam's a part of a committee right now that's figuring out how to allow a group, a private entity, to buy a stadium, a.k.a. the Saudis. So, trust me, there is a dollar amount.
And David, I don't want to sound too naive on this, but you've got an owner who's willing to spend a lot of money on this. Sit down and figure it out, right? I mean,
The reality of it is, and Phelps, you already said it, and Jim touched on it in the last call, if public officials in Cuyahoga County can't realize the fact that we are in our own way in regards to, I listen to you guys a lot, you know, I know when Bibb got elected, you know, he came on, he talked about the waterfront, the development. Reality of it is the reason why Cleveland is not going to progress itself until they're literally forced to have to. And by moving the stadium to Brook Park, it's going to force having to actually create real catalytic, you know, development on the lakefront. Real major cities do not rely on a sports team for their downtown's revenue. I mean, I know it's been said before. I know we've been talking about this all week. But, I mean, for example, Patriots Place in Foxborough. Foxborough, I mean, is 45 minutes outside of downtown Boston proper. Baseball and basketball do more for the city's downtown than football ever could. So these bars that people are talking about, you know, they're going to lose so much revenue if the Browns leave. I mean, reality of it is if you base your business around 9 home games a year, I don't think you have much of a business at all.
David, thank you for the phone call.
Appreciate it, David.
Appreciate those thoughts. We have not talked the last that we're going to talk about the stadium, except we've talked the last about it for today, which is good. Dan, I'm going to get you on the Matthew Boyd bandwagon.
Are you going to bribe me?
Tonight, starting for our Cleveland Guardians.
They have to bribe me.
A gentleman who says he feels better than he has felt in years.
Congratulations, you belong on an NFL training camp.
He's a left-handed pitcher. He's only 33 years old.
Oh.
His elbow is less than a year old.
He's a cute little elbow.
He's 6'3", 223-pound former Detroit Tiger, Matthew Boyd. And he will start for the Guardians tonight against those pesky Chicago Cubs. Has he been stellar throughout his career? No. Let's just be fair. No. Has he had some moments that made you think, man, this guy's pretty good? Yeah. Has he had some that have made you think, no, he gave up the most home runs in the American League in 2019. But he struck out 238 batters that year in just 185 innings. Has he had a winning record in any year of his career? Yeah, he won 6-5 once.
Huzzah!
Maybe this is the guy who can come in and help this team and be that starter along with Alex Cobb, who was okay in his first start. And you can't be judgmental on Alex in just one start. I like the idea of Alex Cobb. I like the idea of Matthew Boyd. So I'm anxious to see what he can do tonight as he starts for the Guardians against the Cubs. He's coming off Tommy John surgery. It's been about a year. If this is such a weird dynamic to me, you're a first place team who has been terrific all season long. You've had the best record in baseball late in the season. You don't have it now, but late in the season, you had the best record in baseball. You're still in first place, and yet you're counting on 40% of your starting rotation being a guy who hasn't pitched an inning yet this year, coming back from Tommy John surgery, and a guy who you just picked up in a trade who hadn't pitched an inning all year.
So a little bit of news before I respond to all that. Jeff Zrebic of The Athletic, he covers the Baltimore Ravens for The Athletic, is saying that the Ravens have signed running back John Kelly, who was released earlier by the Browns. So the Ravens have picked up running back John Kelly from the Browns.
Okay.
A little bit earlier on. Just
you just don't want to get on the Matthew Boyd bandwagon. So you wanted to break in with John Kelly news.
I want to keep everyone informed. Our job is to inform and entertain.
They have Derrick Henry there in Baltimore, and Keaton Mitchell is going to start the season on the pup list.
So. See, notice how you both informed and entertained. We could do two things at once.
The entertainment factor there is questionable.
All right. Look.
Matthew Boyd bandwagon coming to town tonight, baby.
The Matthew Boyd bandwagon.
Hop on, Dan.
Is a broken down wood paneled station wagon.
Dude was 5-5 last year before the surgery for a lousy Tiger team.
Who was giving up what? Like 5 runs a game? 7 runs a game?
ERAs are overrated.
If you think this is anything more than a dice roll.
Oh, it's a dice roll.
If you're going to sell me that this is anything more than a dice roll, I'm going to have you drug tested.
Oh, it's a dice roll.
Because I think you might be down the street in line with everybody else. So, look, my bullpen is beginning to shake. It's not holding up the way I want to.
Wasn't just it's a bad game or two or three?
It's starting to take on a little bit of water.
Your closer's a beast.
And now you're going to hand me a starter who hasn't been on a mound in 18 months with a brand new shiny elbow. And you're going to go, hey, this guy's
wasn't that long.
Stunk with his old elbow. Maybe he'll stink be better with the new one. I have no faith in this. This, to me, is one of the more mind-numbing things that has taken place with the Cleveland Guardians. I don't totally understand it. I don't understand why you're going to put him on a major league hill when you're in the middle of a playoff chase. I don't get it. This is something that...
It's only been about 13 months.
This is something you let the White Sox do. This is something you let the Washington Nationals do. I don't understand why
they're
doing
this. Says he feels better than he's felt in years.
That's delightful. I'm glad this is best shape of your life season, except for baseball, that was 5 months ago.
Alex Cobb doesn't have blisters anymore.
Now that, you can sell me. That's a proven track record. You will not get me to say anything bad about Alex Cobb, and don't you dare even try.
No, I don't want you to say anything bad about Alex Cobb.
This move makes no sense.
I want you to show a little love to Matthew Boyd.
No.
He's pitched.
Prove it. Prove it, and I will apologize, and I will give you all the love.
And he'll get that chance tonight.
Please, because right now, if you want this to be anything more than me taking a cupful of Yahtzee dice and shaking it 8 times and flinging them on the table hoping for the best, that's it. And when I'm in a playoff race, I don't want to shake Yahtzee dice. I'm sorry. I want proven commodities.
Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. Anthony.
All right, Anthony.
Look, we got to give Jeff some props. I called in yesterday and was a little skeptical about Mr. Noel just because of his chase rate and various other nerdy baseball stats. And the guy went and hit two home runs. So I'm going to say Giancarlo Noel deserves more playing time. It can't hurt. We need the power. And I'm with you on Boyd. Why am I going to be pessimistic about this and look at advanced metrics and try and talk myself out of it? I'm optimistic about Matthew Boyd.
Anthony, thank you very much.
Anthony, if Giancarlo Noel strikes out three times, you have to call back tomorrow because we now know that the reverse jinx is a thing, and you got to go full bore. We got to go all in.
If he strikes out three times on nine pitches, we have a problem.
Well, and that's
except,
the thing.
Except if he comes up in the next at-bat and swings at the first pitch that's out of the zone and yanks it down the left field line for a three-run homer, yay!
The reverse jinx is in place. And that means that we need to absolutely go berserk on him, and he'll continue to do well. That's what that is. It's look, I don't argue with the gods. I don't make the rules. I just follow them.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Look, my favorite kind of hitter, Dan, in Major League Baseball is a guy who hits for a pretty decent average, has a lot of doubles, and might be able to hit like 20 home runs. I like that kind of a guy first and foremost. Give me 210 hits in a season. I love those kind of hitters. Secondly, give me a guy who can hit the ball out of the park. I like professional hitters who can really hit and have some thump. That's my, you know, and he doesn't have to hit 40, doesn't have to hit 50. If he does, great. But secondly, give me a guy who's going to hit 235 and drive in about 85 runs by hitting 30 bombs. Those guys change games. And Noel last night changed that game.
The entire league has told you that they don't mind swing and miss.
The entire league.
The entire league.
And this organization this year has shown you that because they've changed the way that some of these guys swing.
Exactly.
Stephen Kwan, for example.
Exactly. So I'm with you. I agree completely. I would throw him out there and say, let's go. Because I want guys who can do different things. I don't want a lineup of guys who all do the same thing. I want guys who can do different things because you have to pitch them differently. And Giancarlo Noel is a big old dude who swings hard. And you have a couple of those guys, but in the power hitter, the power hitters you have, Jose Ramirez, Josh Naylor. Ugh. So now you could at least add one more person before you go.
It's Baskin and Phelps with here on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.